AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve has decided not to change a key interest rate.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on achieving our dual mandate goals of maximum employment and stable prices for the benefit of the American people.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell was asked about further rate cuts.
Monetary policy is not on a preset course, and we will make our decisions on a meeting-by-meeting basis.
President Trump has pushed Powell to speed up the pace of interest rate cuts. FBI agents are executing a search warrant at the Fulton County Elections Office in Georgia.
An agency spokesperson says the search is taking place at the county's main election office in Union City, just south of Atlanta. The search comes as the FBI, under the leadership of Director Kash Patel, has moved quickly to pursue the political grievances of President Donald Trump. That includes by working with the Justice Department to investigate multiple perceived adversaries of the Republican commander-in-chief. Trump has long insisted that the 2020 election was stolen, even though judges across the country and his own attorney general said they found no evidence of widespread fault that tipped the contest in Democrat Joe Biden's favor. He's long made Georgia, one of the battleground states he lost in 2020, a central target for his complaints. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Mississippi is sending 135 snowplows to help clear ice and snow from traffic-clogged highways. Mark Miller at the National Weather Service says the weather pattern in many parts of the country is not going to change.
Many places across the eastern U.S., especially the upper Midwest, Ohio Valley, Mid-Atlantic, and to the northeast, are going to be staying below freezing for at least the next week, through the weekend, possibly even into next week as well.
Before a Senate committee today, Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended President Trump's military operation to oust and arrest then-Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The Trump administration unveiled 15 new drugs
selected for a Medicare drug price negotiation program that allows the federal government to haggle directly with drug manufacturers. The drugs include treatments for type 2 diabetes, HIV, arthritis, and various other conditions. The neurotoxin Botox, which is often used to reduce the appearance of wrinkles, will also be part of negotiations, but only for medical uses covered by Medicare. The announcement signals the start of a third round of negotiations under a 2022 law that has already resulted in lower prices for 25 drugs. Because the program targets some of the drugs on which Medicare spends the most money, it has the potential to deliver significant savings. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Golfer Patrick Reed is leaving LIV and plans to return to the PGA Tour in September. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.